All right, for today's Gadol story of the day about Rav Eliyahu, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, two really sweet and, you know, personable stories. So Rav Eliyahu ben Dahan, who's a Rosh Lishkat HaRav, means he works in the office, retells. The workers in the office of the Lishkat HaRav, you know, doing things like weddings and divorces and all sorts of logistical important matters. From the nature of the matters, we would all make mistakes sometimes. Sometimes there are complicated, annoying mistakes and matters that we didn't deal with properly. But Rav Eliyahu never got mad at us, never screamed at us, or showed us a bad face. He simply said in a soft voice, "Okay, we need to learn from this for the next time." Always with a smile. Always with pleasantness. He was very, very zahir. He would worry about the honor of his workers. He would walk around every day between all the workers in the office, from the biggest person to the smallest, every single worker, and he would go and say, thank you so much for everything you're doing, and he would really lift up our spirits. We talk about the miracles of Rav Eliyahu, but just in a person who worked on his midos so much and would uplift the spirit on everyone, that's what really made him worthy of so many miracles. A similar, you know, very real personal story about Rav Eliyahu and how much he worked on himself. So once Rav Eliyahu himself told that he was davening in his shul, and comes this bar mitzvah boy. And the bar mitzvah boy's father is looking beautiful, new shoes and new tie. But the interesting thing is his talis was totally, you know, ugly and dirty that he was wearing. And Rav Eliyahu is looking at him and he's thinking, I don't understand. He has such amazing, you know, shoes that are shining so beautifully, but his talis is so like ugly. And as he's thinking that, he says, you know what? Maybe he just was in a rush this morning with everything and he didn't have a chance to look, and he took it by accident, his old talis. And the father saw that Rav Eliyahu was, you know, looking at him, and he asked him, what's up? And Rav Eliyahu was honest with him. He told him this story of how he was looking and he judged him favorably. And then the father said, hey, that's exactly what happened. I was in such a rush that I accidentally took the old talis. So amazing, the power of judging people favorably. And Rav Eliyahu worked on his own thoughts, saw miracles. Amazing follow-up story. My friend was eating with me on Shabbos, Yaakov, and he was telling me that he had this group of 45 Chinese people, non-Jews, and the story that touched their heart was this teaching, the great teaching of judging people favorably. And that they never forgot, and they are Noahites now and in the process of getting closer and closer to Hashem from this one teaching of judging people favorably. And as I did this story, I was told that my kala is getting me a new talis. So the hashgacha pratis is mamash, just palpable. So Hashem should bless us to be thankful to everyone around us and to always judge each other favorably. Have a great day.